Today's Gospel of John is the continuation of last week's sermon, I am the bread of life. As the text continues, Jesus said, "He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty. And man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." What Jesus is, you cannot know what is good unless you first read the scripture. And let me just read one for you. Thank you for, I was writing down, there are four lectionary scripture verses. And I normally take Psalms, and then he reminded me, I was written down, I mean, here, please let me read one, 52. There you go. "Why do you boast, O mighty man, of mischief done against the godly? All the day you are plotting destruction. Your tongue is like a sharp razor, and you walker of treachery. You love evil more than good, and lying more than speaking the truth. You love old words that devour a deceitful tongue. But God will break you down forever. He will snatch and tear you from your tent, and he will uproot you from the land of the living. The righteous shall see and fear and shall laugh at him, saying, 'See the man who would not make God his refuge, but trusted in the abundance of his riches and sought refuge in his wealth. But I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the steadfast love of God forever and ever. I will thank thee forever because thou hast done it. I will proclaim thy name for it is good in the presence of the godly.'" Where it says in my NIV Bible, it says unfailing love in the last part. So that I got from the sermon title today. So where I am. We are created to please God, to be in right relation with God. I am not saying that we are here to please God, but when you love someone, what is the first commandment? Love God with all your might and power and everything. That's what I mean by please God. We are created to please God and with God, and we must therefore go to God's word. And our relationship with God is a relationship of love, an intimate, romantic, and enduring oneness akin to marriage, according to the Bible. Take a look at the Song of Songs. It's a beautiful, loving. Okay, and to love God is to love in the way that God loves, indiscriminately. To love God is love what God loves. God is the source of all being. And now, how is your spiritual diet? Jesus compared the kingdom of God to mustard seed. He called it the tiniest seed on earth, but when it grows, it is taller than any of the other plants in the garden, with branches too large that the birds of the air can make their nest in its shade. So for me, as I have already shared and confessed with you, every morning is a new beginning with joy. Amazing grace, isn't it? Amazing grace. Ephesians 2:8 says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith. The same grace is available to all who call upon God. For in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace." So as I said, God is just the king. Jesus compared the kingdom of God with the seed, the mustard seed of faith. One other occasion he told to his disciples that if they had as much faith as a grain of mustard seed, they could say to the sycamore tree, "Pluck yourself up by the roots and plant yourself in the sea," and it would obey. Luke 17:6. Obviously, there is more power to faith than you or I may have ever imagined. However, remember though, Out of three, what is it? Faith, hope, and love. Love is the most important one and invaluable one. If we can ever imitate God's love, agape love, His unfailing love, the world would be a better one. Great things happen from small beginnings. Great things happen in small beginnings. Jesus explained that the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed, which when sown upon the ground is the smallest of all seeds on earth. And the parable of the mustard seeds is a word of encouragement for us. Do you see that way? Things might not be what you and I want them to be, but there is still hope. God works in mysterious ways. God is still with us, even when our efforts are frustrated. But He is the source of growth, and growth often starts our small, like a mustard seed, and then blossoms into something huge. One plant a seed, and the other give waters, but God makes them grow. Remember that verses? He is the source of growth. Be aware of a celebration of a small things. Are there some tiny seeds that you and I could be planting? Some word of love, some act of encouragement? Is there some ministry you and I could be involved in? Realizing that from a tiny seed, great growth can come. Successful people are aware of the trifles. Aware of the trifles. I would like to share one story. You all know Michelangelo. He was doing his work, and somebody visited his studio and asked, "Oh, I don't see any of the changes in your sculpture." And he said, "Well, I touched this, and I just scrubbed this, and right here. Oh, and a day goes by, but still there doesn't see the changes. But after he finishes, it becomes a masterpiece. I can assure you, because I studied sculpture in my undergraduate, and then I was doing the marble, and I hit so many times my hands here. I still have scars, and you don't know, it does not become what you want. Every day, small things happen the great things happen from a small beginnings. The other day, my friend has sent me several photo shots of American troops in Iraq for the purpose of sharing prayers. We share all prayers. So as I looked at the photo, it reminded me of a Korean War, because I grew up looking at those pictures and posters of American soldiers who were kind enough to share their rations with our orphans on the street. And it was not only an act of compassion, but also sharing of love. Once you experience this kind of love, the word of God, God's love, becomes reality. The Christian history goes back to a little more than 100 years. And my parents' home church, Jagyo Methodist Church, is 110 years old, and it was founded by an American woman missionary called Jay Campbell. And if it were not for those missionaries, the Korean churches, including myself, would not be here today. And they are the ones who planted the seeds by sharing God's love. As a real result, Korea is the second largest missionary sending nations in the world. And those people did the most fantastic, invaluable job sharing their lives with other people whom they barely understood. When the the Methodist Conference happened a few years ago, I had the privilege to accompany those elderly retired missionaries to the site where they served while they were in Korea. So it was such a privilege to just accompany them to go here and there. And several former missionaries were invited to the conference to be recognized and awarded of their feats. 91-year-old Mrs. Judy, who was fluent in Korean, lived in Wonsan, North Korea, when her parents were sent as a first-generation missionary to Korea and lived there for a while. And they came back to America and went back to South Korea after she got married to Reverend Judy, who was a founder of a Christian hospital in Wonju, Gangwon, though, one of the districts, South Korea. This family sold their property and donated to the two different Christian universities when they had to leave for their own home after serving 36 years. That kind of love. This kind of love we're talking about. And one more story. Reverend Sidwell was 83 years old and came with his grandson, Seth. When I first met him, he was not feeling well because he was having a hard time with his bowel movement due to a long flight, since it takes about 13 hours. Anyway, we managed to get the lunch appointment 2 hours after visiting the clinic on the way, and many pastors were waiting without having lunch. Since he had to go through this ordeal, we were talking about buying him a new pants, because think about it, he was 83-year-old and having all this problem, it was all crumbled and had some, and it was lousy. So we were talking about buying him a pants on the way. And an elderly pastor came to me and said, if I could translate, I mean, asked me to translate something to Reverend Sidwell, his story. When Reverend Kim, his name was Kim, and was only 5 years old, there are, by the way, so many Kims in Korea. So Reverend Sidwell handed him down a pants with which his mom made a nice suit for a little boy when he was five. He liked the suit so much that he worn them out. Of course, he grew up to be a pastor. Reverend Sidwell did not remember. And Reverend Kim was willing to get him more than a pair of pants. Complete circle was completed. Amen. So this kind of love. The church is a living organism composed only a living member, blood bought, born again, and Bible believing, either Gentile or Jews. We are united not because we are from the same bloodline, but we believe the same God. And as we embrace him together, our difference becomes secondary, and our neutral love for him drives us to love each other as he has loved us. We are sisters and brothers because we look for the same will of God, which can be found in the Word of God, our I Believe It's a Life manual. That the first commandment from God is to love the Lord with all your heart and soul, and next comes love your neighbor. It is all about love. The expression of one heart and soul in early churches show remarkable unanimity of the spirit filled within the community. The church is the body of Christ. It came from the Greek word ekklesia, which means gathering. Christian people gather together to confess faith in the resurrected Jesus Christ. Jesus is the head of the church, and the others are all interconnected. Under the leadership of Captain, there are engine parts as well as nuts and bolts. Even if we are not a technician, we all know that these little parts play a significant role as well. Our Captain Jesus Christ is calling us to the body of Christ in unity in order to go forward to achieve our goal, hope of the kingdom of God. Amen. When we have absolute dependence on the providence of God as a people of God, there will be no conflict. This is the way to discern the good, pleasing will of God. Amen. Let us pray. O God, we give thanks to you for your unfailing love. You have assured us with the mustard size of seed to go forward from here. The children are hope of our community and next generations. And let us be all be the salt in this community and the light for you. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.